Hi, and welcome to this training lesson on how to pronounce words in English that start with long English words that start with the consonant cluster pr, P and R together. So firstly, you have to pay attention to three things. You don't leave the r out, so you don't say primary instead of primary, yeah? You need to use the correct r depending on which accent, American, British, or Australian, that you're using. So no flicking r's, no primary or primary, anything like that. And the third thing is pay attention and keep attuning your ear to the syllable stress in the multisyllabic words. So which syllable is has the vowel longer, the pitch goes up, and the vowel is slightly louder. That's the main stressed syllable. And then listen for secondary stress and listen for total de-stress, where the vowel is replaced with the weak form of the syllable, the schwa vowel. Okay. So you can practice all of that at once. The first word is project. 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 And if you're practicing the American accent, it's project. Project. The next word is provide. Now it's not provide. It's pr. There's your schwa. Pr. Provide, provide. The next word is primary. Some people say primary. It's up to you, primary. The next word is produce, produce. And in the American accent, it is produce, produce. The next word is private, private. If you have to slow it down and for a while and just go private to get it in there, then do that and then afterwards speed up again. Prescription is our next word. Prescription, not prescription, prescription. Mm-mm-mm. And that's how the second syllable is the stressed one. Mm-mm-mm. You can hear it go up. Mm. Yeah? Prescription. Promotion. Promotion. And the next one, predisposed. 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 And of course, remember when you're doing all of these P's at the beginning of words that it's an aspirated P, not a stopped P. It's not promotion, br. It's promotion. The air still comes out. Predisposed. I still need it aspirated. Next one is programs. Programs. Next one is process. Process. And if you're doing the American, it's process. Process. The next word is professional. Professional. You can still hear that aspiration. Practicalities. Practicalities. Cal-a-ties. Practicalities. Listen to the melody. Presume. Presume. And the American is presume. Presume. The next one is protection. Protection. Prospects. Prospects. I need the T and the S there. not prospects, prospects. And the American is prospects. Next word is presentations. Presentations. And in some parts of America, they say presentations. Presentations. And the last word is productivity. Productivity. And in America, it's productivity. Productivity. In some parts. Okay. So there are the words. And now we're going to say the sentences. So let me just go, here they are. The primary producers of the new technology promoted their invention on the media programs. And again, the primary producers of the new technology, and that's where that phrase ends, promoted their invention on the media programs. So you have two chunks in there. Next sentence. Their presentations were very professional. And again, their presentations were very professional. And the next one. Please provide details of the process. And again, please provide details of the process. And the next sentence. He was predisposed to worry about his financial protection procedures. Go slowly, it's a hard one. He was predisposed to worry about his financial protection procedures. Let's get down to the practicalities of the project. Let's get down to the practicalities of the project. And listen to the words that I'm stressing in the sentence as well. In the next sentence, she wrote her prescriptions practically every day using strict procedural principles. And again, she wrote her prescriptions practically every day using strict procedural principles. And the last one, we presumed she liked privacy. We presumed she liked privacy. Great work and great practicing. Bye for now.